بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. تجدید الاشعار حضرت مولانا حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. The title is تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا, کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا, کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا, یہ تیری رضا میں جینا, یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا. میری عبودیت پہ یا رب یہ تیرا فضل کرنا, یہی عاشقوں کا سیوا, یہی عاشقوں کی عادت, کبھی گری یا بکا ہے, کبھی آہ سرد بھرنا, یہی عشق کی علامت, یہی عشق کی ضمانت. کبھی ذکر ہو زباں سے, کبھی دل میں یاد کرنا, میری زندگی کا حاصل, میری زیست کا سہارا, تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا, تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا. مجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہے یا رب, تیرے عاشقوں سے سیکھا تیرے سنگ در پہ مرنا. یہ تیری عنایتیں ہیں, یہ تیری مدد کا صدقہ, میری جان ناتوا کا, تیرے غم پہ صبر کرنا. یہ تیری عطا ہے یا رب, یہ ہے تیرا جذب فنہا, میرا نالہ ہے ندامت تیرے سنگ در پہ کرنا, میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا, ہے یہی میری تلافی تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ, میرا جرم عفو کرنا. تیری شان جذب ہے یہ, تیری بندہ پروری ہے, میرے جان و دل کا تجھ کو ہم وقت یاد کرنا. کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کسی کو اختر, اسے آ گیا ہے جینا, اسے آ گیا ہے مرنا. ہے اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا, کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا, کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى, اما بعد. Friends, elders, these words are of a true lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person like me, bereft of this quality, not even understanding what it means to love, to show love, or to make our eternal master, our beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make him our beloved. A person like me who doesn't even know what is the meaning of it, how will I be able to translate this? Because in it are oceans of knowledge, and so much that can be said about it, about these words which are really inspiration. As the poet Hazrat Hakim Sahab Rahmatullahi Alayh our Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumiya Zamana Tabriz Dora Rumiya Wat, as he has said, that poetry is not our object. Waridat Qalb Likha Karte Hain. That whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires, sometimes middle of the night the eyes will open up and the pen will just flow. Sometimes it will just stop. So these are inspirations of a true lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But literally, because you know a little bit Urdu, a few words here and there, we'll try and translate it and try to understand it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me first of all tawfiq to realize what is being said here and to put it into practice. Because the object of coming here is first of all the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then as was said just now, to make a change in our life. That whatever is said, to try and bring it into our life, so that tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah be pleased with us. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. That the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the greatest thing. Jannat on its place, Sir Ankhupar. But the creator of Jannah is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we are encouraged even in Ahadith to make niyat and to desire reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, his being, Maulana Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullahi alayhi, we learn here, that towards the end of his life, always made this dua, Allahumma kun lana wa jalna laka. O Allah, become ours, make us yours. Jo ek tu mera, to sab kuch mera. O Allah, if you are mine, then everything is mine. Jo ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi mere. That, O Allah, if you are not mine, then nothing is mine. We learn the story, the incident, and these are not stories, these are incidents to take lesson from. That Mahmud and Ayaz, the king and the slave, Mahmud Ghaznawi rahmatullahi alayhi, the pious king, he had the slave Ayaz, and he loved him very, very much. When one day he made this announcement, that I'm inviting everybody, I'm going to put my treasures on the table, and when I announce, then whoever takes or touches whatever, takes whatever, it's his. But Ayaz carried on fanning the king, doing his work. Everybody running, halter, skelter, skelter, grabbing this, taking this. And he stood doing his work. When everything was depleted and everything was finished, then Mahmud asked him that, Ayaz, you didn't take anything. And I'm the king, I made this announcement. Said, Bashar Salamat, what did you say? He said, I said that whoever will take whatever, then it is his. He said, are you true to it? Yes, I'm the king. What I've said is final. And then he put his hand on the king himself. He said, if you have got you, you have got everything. This is part of your pleasure. You have the entire kingdom. All the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. The water that we drink, the food that we eat, the clothes that we wear, the shelters that we have, the homes that we have. So many people don't even have what we have. All these favors, the greatest bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, iman. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be ours. That is the greatest thing. وَرِضْوَانٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرٌ. That the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the greatest thing. ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That, in actual fact, in reality, that is true success. The success of this world, like was said now, that an inmate of Jahannam, if he is asked, that are you prepared to give the entire world with all its riches and all its contents to be just for salvation, you will be prepared. But it will not be accepted. So, that is true success. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These poems, Hazrat Wala rahmatullah entitled it, Tere Aashiqo Me Jina, Tere Aashiqo Me Marna. That to live amongst your friends and your lovers, the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to die among them. Why? So that we can learn who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. That how compassionate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. If you read the Asma'ul Husna and we find the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Latif and Kareem and Rahim and Rahman, what qualities Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got. In each and every rakat of Salah, when we read Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, the Nourisher, the Sustainer, our Rabb, that when our Dada Sheikh said, that the small child, when he enters into and has a fight with his friend, and he says, I'm going to run and call my Abba. Then we have got our Rabbah. Allah's qualities. Allah is so compassionate, so merciful. So that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to be imbibed in the heart. We have to inculcate it and develop it and learn it. And that we will only find at the feet of those people who already have got it. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us, not just advised us, who knew by way of command, that stay in the company of those who are sadiq fit taqwa. Who have proven themselves in this field, who have already got a bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when you see them, الَّذِينَ إِذَا رَأُوا, that when you see them, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ذُكِرَ Allah, stay in their company. So this is what Hazrat Allah Rahmatullah entitled this ashar, that to lama and love amongst your lovers and to die amongst them, this is my object of life. Because when this will happen, then I will find my true beloved, I'll find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Allah Rahmatullah says, hey, isi tarah se mumkin, teri raah se guzarna, kabhi dil se sabr karna, kabhi dil se shukr karna. It is only possible to reach you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To put my foot in this path of trying to reach you, it is only in this way that sometimes I will be sitting and pondering about my life. As we learn here, that umar 55 ki ho gayi, 55 nahi gaya. That we are 55 years, 60 years, 70 years, 80 years old, whatever the case may be. But that tomfoolery and that childhood, that vanity hasn't left our lives. We are still worried of what the soccer scores are, what the cricket scores are, what is happening on the stock exchange, what is the value of the dollar, what is the price of gold, petrol is going up, diesel is going down, all these things, we are still busy in all these things. The only way of reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to really link ourselves with the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person will realize how short life is. And we can see it all around us, that today a person is with us talking and laughing, and tomorrow we hear that the person is gone. And we don't even know if we are going to see the next salah. We don't even know if we are going to have the next meal. We leave home, we don't know if we are going to return. So the only way of reaching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, staying in company of the pious, of the ahlullah, and then taking stock of oneself, and sitting back and pondering, that hasibu anfusakum qabla an tuhasabu. Take stock of yourself, before stock is taken of you on the day of qiyamah. Before we have to stand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will not be able to move our foot until we don't answer for five things. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us hisabi yasira. Allah admit us into Jannah without any reckoning. So only in this way can we reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we ponder upon our path and we make shukr for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. And as we learn here, there are so many things to make shukr about daily, on a daily basis. Allah, you blessed me with iman. You created me in the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Had Allah desired, we could have been still believers and still Muslims and mu'mins, but in the ummah of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, or in the ummah of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, or in the ummah of any other Nabi or Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, you created me in the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Free, I didn't ask, free of charge. Allah, the air that I breathe, all this, تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةُ اللَّهِ لَا تَسْتُوهَا. That if you try to enumerate one of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never be able to encompass it. So only in this way can we reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to constantly ponder over our path, and to make tawbah, and to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He has blessed us with, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. That, oh Allah, let us not go astray after You have guided us, after You have given us the hidayat and guided us towards the straight path. And oh Allah, don't let us go astray. Just now we had heard how people are leaving the fold. So make this dua, always ponder about our path, make shukr about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for istiqamat. The next couplet, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, ye teri rida mein jeena, ye teri rida mein marna, meri abdiyat pe ya rab, ye hai tera fazl karna. That, oh Allah, for me to pass my life or to sacrifice everything for Your pleasure. Just now we said that the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest thing, the greatest success. For me to pass my life, yatiri rada me jina, to pass my life, to sacrifice everything for Your pleasure, and to die for Your pleasure. That come what may, if the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trampled upon, then I will not tolerate it. I cannot tolerate that the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be sacrificed. To live like this and to die like this, meri abdiyat bi ya rab, ye hai tera fadl karna. My being a slave, this is the side that it is Your compassion, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ma asabaka min hasanatin fa min Allah. Whatever goodness comes to you, this is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We cannot attribute anything towards ourselves. That when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, blesses the person with that stage, and now he is living and he's dying, everything, his focus is only upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then also we should realize that this is the generosity and the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah has blessed one with that. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, yehi aashiqo ka shewa, yehi aashiqo ki adat, that this is the way of life. This is their natural temperament, that all the time they are only concerned about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm entering into this business deal. Is it permissible? Is it halal? Is it haram? Will Allah be happy? Will Allah be displeased? Everything. That is the way of life of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That they are always concerned about their beloved. That I must not displease my beloved in any way whatsoever. Further, kabhi kiriya wa buka hai, kabhi aahe sard barna, kabhi sometimes a person is sitting and he's weeping and he's sobbing, that a person sitting next to him feels in pity and says, oh Allah, accept his dua. So kabhi kiriya wa buka, sometimes we're crying, we're wailing, we're sobbing in regret about what has passed. And sometimes a person just sitting and pondering and thinking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a person takes a deep sigh. Ah, how did I pass my life? How could I have displeased my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way? How could I have done this? How could I have missed out my salah? How could, when I was young, how did I leave out my fast in the month of Ramadan? All these things that ever, now a person constantly pondering about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, feeling regret and remorse about his past, which makes him cry and which makes him sob. And sometimes just sitting alone in solitude and taking a deep sigh and pondering all the time, that dast bakar dil bayar, that his hands may be in his work, in his daily chores, busy, he's busy in his business, he's busy in his occupation, he's a farmer, he's a laborer, he's a professional, but his heart is always connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when is the next salah coming? When is Adhan going to be called out? When can I go back to the masjid? His heart is linked with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, Hazratullah rahmatullah alayhi writes, he says, Yehi ishqi alamat, yehi ishqi ifki zamanat, kabhi zikr ho zabate, kabhi dil mi yaad karna. This is the true sign of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a guarantee that the person has got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That sometimes he's remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala verbally. He's taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, Allah, Allah, la ilaha illallah, reading the masnoon du'as. So verbally, with sound that he can hear himself, or somebody near him can also hear. And sometimes, just secretly, very, very quietly, thinking about the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thinking about his object in life, that why have I been sent into this world? What is my purpose? Why have I come here? Where am I heading? Where am I going? I'm going back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah mustn't be displeased with me. So this is the true sign of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that all the time a person may be busy in his chores, in his responsibilities, but he is always concerned about akhirat and about returning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not displeasing his beloved, who is our Rabbul Alameen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, Hazratullah rahmatullah, it says, Meri zindagi ka hatil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqo mein jeena, tere aashiqo mein marna. This is the object, the sum total of my life. It is meri zindagi ka hatil, meri zist. Zist also means life. It's ka sahara, the support of my life, the object of my life, that I must stay in the company of your lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that that love can come into my heart as well. Ye aag lagti nahi, lagai jati hai. It will not just come on its own. For everything we make an effort. Now we heard, my daughter must grow up, she must have financial independence, we're sending her to varsity, whatever, or the son, now we must teach him a trade. Now he must be able to learn, he must learn to stand on his own two feet, etc. We make effort for everything. The thing we don't make effort for, is for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The thing we don't make effort on, I'm speaking about myself, we don't make effort on the nourishment of the soul. We are only concerned about the comfort of the body. Whatever is around us, our roads, our hospitals, our clinics, our schools, or whatever the case may be, our homes, our cars, everything is for the comfort of the body. But the nourishment of the soul, that we are least concerned of. So to teach ourselves the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll have to stay in the company of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hazratullah rahmatullah alayhi is writing that this is the object of my life. This is the support structure, the system of life. My object, this is what I want, to stay in the company of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that that love can be transferred into my heart as well. Further, mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dar kya hai ya Rab, tere aashikon se sikha, tere sange dar pe marna. Allah, I never ever knew that there was a thing like the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was living my life unmindful, neglectful, like a zombie, without any purpose in life, like an animal. An animal wakes up in the morning, we wake up in the morning. An animal eats, we eat. An animal defecates, we defecate. An animal goes to sleep, we go to sleep. Difference, maybe professionals or whatever, laborers, whatever our occupation is. That's a little bit different. But otherwise, I was just living my life unmindfully. I never knew that that there was a thing like the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, what did we know what was the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Until we didn't come into the majalis, until we didn't come into... And this is the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah guided us there. And still, as I said, I don't even know what is the meaning of the word love. To me, it's a four-letter word. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Allah rahmatullah is saying that mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi. I didn't know what was the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I never knew that there was a thing like the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I was just leading my life like that. Lekin tere aashiqon se seekha, those who love you, those who are your true lovers, those who are sadiq with taqwa, those that you see them and you think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they remind you of your purpose of life. From them we learned what is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Further, Hazrat Allah rahmatullah alayhi says, ye teri inayate hai, ye teri madad ka sadqa, meri jaan na tawa ka, tere gham pe sabr karna. That, oh Allah, this is your compassion, ye teri inayate hai, this is your compassion, this is your gift, this is your kindness, ye teri madad ka sadqa, this is assistance from your side, that you have pulled me towards you. My soul, a person like me, who's not worthy of anything. Allah, you pulled me towards you. You made me realize. You showed me the way. You brought me into the company of the Ahlullah. You brought me into the company of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I've realized the purpose of life. Now I've realized what is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now come weekends, now I haven't got time to go fishing and hunting. Now I haven't got time for all this sports and all this politics and all this chit-chat and all that. Now it is only, let me go back to the masjid. Let me read my qaza salah. Let me make so many khatam of Quran. Whatever the case may be, let me help in relief work. Let me give sadaqah and let me help others, etc. Let me perform my salah and prayer. This is your favor, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, I was just leading my life unmindfully, without any purpose and without any direction. This is your compassion. Ye teri ata hai. Allah, it is your gift. It is from your side. Ya Rab, ye hai tera jazbe pinha. This is your very secret way in which you pulled me towards you. Like Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayhi was the king of Balkh. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desired to bring him towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in which ways we had different incidents, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulled him, how a magnet pulls a piece of steel, without realizing. Now a person sees a change in his life. He was beardless, now he's got a beard. He was without salah, now he's reading salah. The women folk at home were without parda, now they are gone into hijab. All this is a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which comes into a person without any effort, when he comes into the company of the pious and the sadiq with taqwa, into the company of the Ahlullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with it. Mera nalae nadamat tere sange dar pe karna, that my crying and my remorse, my tears of remorse and my tears of regret, crying at your threshold, this is also your compassion, O Allah. This is your gift. It is from your side that you have made me realize and you have softened up my heart and made me realize what is the purpose and object of my life. Mera har khata pe rona, yahi hai meri talafi. That for me to cry upon my wrongdoings, upon my sins, upon all my mistakes and upon all my errors, O Allah, this is a gift from your side. This is from you. If it wasn't from you, then I would have never been able to. Me, a nalaik, a person who's got no direction in life, but oh Allah, you have pulled me towards you. This is your compassion. And my crying upon my wrongdoings, oh Allah, this is the only way that I can make up, or I can come to you and beg you for your pardon. Teri rahmatuka sadqa, mera jurm afku karna. Oh Allah, that also through your compassion and through your mercy, forgive my wrongdoings. Forgive me, forgive my sins. تیری شان جذب ہے یہ تیری بندہ پروری ہے میرے جان اور دل کا تجھ کو ہما وقت یاد کرنا. That all the time now that I'm in this worry and in this concern and thinking of you and longing to meet you, that when people around us everywhere are scared of mouth and are being scared of death, which will only come on its stipulated time, then we have learned that year that it will only come when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants it to come. Now we look forward to it because it is the bridge through which I can meet my beloved. So this, that meri jaan aur dil ka tujhko hama waqt yaad karna, to my soul and my life and my soul, all the time for me to be thinking about you and to be longing to meet you, that you be pleased with me. Oh Allah, this is your gift. It is only from your side. Where a person like me, how can I be deserving of it? But it is only your compassion and Allah, your kindness that you have granted it to me. Further, Hazrat Allah says, کہ کسی اہل دل کی صحبت جو ملی کو جو ملی کسی کو اختر حضرت اللہ رحمۃ اللہ علیہ از ناٹ گیونگ سم ٹوٹل آف ہز لائف ہز 84 ایئرز آف لائف دیٹ واٹ ایور فرام اے ینگ ایج پرسن ہو اسپینڈ ہز انٹائر یوتھ looking for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, spend his youth in the company of the Ahlullah, his whole life, now he's giving us the sum total of his life, that kisi ahle dil ki sohbat, that if anybody has found the company of an ahle dil, a person who's got a heart, we've all got heart, biological hearts we all have, there's nobody who can live without a heart, everybody's got a heart, but people of heart, people who have got true metal in them, if anybody has found their company, meaning the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person has found their company and has come close to them, usse aa gaya hai jeena, usse aa gaya hai marna. Then he has actually learned how to live and how to die. Meaning that his living will be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will never ever be prepared to trample upon even one of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or usse aa gaya hai marna, that if I may have to give my life, it will be only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the sum total of life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless it to me first of all, to everybody else.